Ungaqhumi uqansa amaqaqo qonda lapho ongazi khona yazi isimo sakho. As elders say, you never get lost if you do not know where you are going.
That song, Getting to Zero, was composed by an 18-year-old Zimbabwean, Theophilus Folin, and will be used by Zimbabwe as a theme song for this year's World AIDS Day. I asked him why he decided to sing about HIV. Most young musicians in Zimbabwe sing about love, sex, and other social issues.
Yeah, I think not enough young people out there are getting involved in trying to make an outstanding or a long-lasting change in the community today. We're not active enough in this cause. We're not active enough in trying to get to zero, so to put it. I think personally, it was about time that we stopped looking for someone else to bring the solution and be the solution ourselves.
A solution is needed in Zimbabwe, as statistics show that the majority of people living with HIV in Zimbabwe are young. More than 14% of Zimbabweans between the ages of 15 and 49 have the virus. That is the fifth highest infection rate in the world. Earlier this week, young people in Zimbabwe told government officials that the country can only meet its 2015 goal of a zero HIV infection rate if they are involved in policy making. Folin says his song fits well in Zimbabwe's quest to reach that goal.
It's about getting to zero discrimination, zero stigma, zero new infections and zero deaths, zero TB related deaths with people living with AIDS.
This song will be released this Saturday in the town of Beitbridge at the border of Zimbabwe and South Africa, the busiest border in Southern African Development Community region. Madeline Dube of Zimbabwe's National AIDS Council explains why the government chose to mark World AIDS Day in this border region.
We want to be able to target the communities to be aware of HIV and AIDS. This year around, the Zimbabwe Demographic Health Survey has shown that Matabele and South is a high prevalence rate. It's at 21%. They are more than the country's average, which is at 15%. So we are concerned that we need to communicate the HIV infection, this theme of getting to zero.
Zimbabwe has made significant progress against AIDS, but still faces an uphill battle with the disease. While United Nations says new infection rates have dropped by 50% in Zimbabwe, the country still has 1.2 million people living with the virus. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.